Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lee. May I help you? Yes, Lee, L-E-E. How may I assist you?
Yes, hi, Lee. My name is Virginia Janulis. I have been charged for something I did not authorize from your company. I purchased for $5.74 a watch, one of those like Apple watches kind of thing, but it was just a cheap thing from China. It was $5.74. That's all I, put in there.
Yes, ma'am.
$67.32 has not been authorized. I don't know who did that, but I did not authorize that, and I want my money back.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely can take a look into that for you if you can provide me with a little information so that I can pull up the account.
Sure.
May
sure.
I start by first having your zip code?
29664.
Thank you so much for that information. And you said your name was Virginia?
Janulis. J-A-N-O-U-L-I-S.
And could you provide me with your shipping address, Ms. Virginia?
Yes, 210. Yes, ma'am. 210. Old River Ridge, that's Mountain Rest, South Carolina, 29664.
Thank you so much for providing that information, Ms. Virginia.
Janulis.
Janulis. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for providing that. One moment.
All representatives are currently busy assisting other callers. Please continue to hold for the next available representative.
Now, are you familiar with the name Jason?
I am. That's my husband's name.
Okay, that's the name that appears on the account. So I do show exactly what you were saying when you ordered the smartwatch and you paid the shipping and handling costs of $574. Is that correct?
That's correct.
It looks like that product was shipped as well. And with that, you were enrolled.
I received that.
Yes, ma'am. Looks like with that order that you did make, you were enrolled into our discount membership?
No, I didn't. They didn't tell me that, and I don't want it.
Yes, ma'am.
That watch I'd like to send back. It's not even worth $5.
No worries. The watch is yours to keep. You did pay for that, and you did receive it. And we don't have a receiving warehouse. We only have a shipping warehouse, but I can go ahead and get you unsubscribe at your request. Allow me one moment, please.
Yeah, take it. Can you take that off?
I sure can.
Okay, good. So I've got the fraud department on the other line, and waiting for them. And I don't necessarily want to go through them because they'll, create a problem for y'all. And I remembered that that's what I had seen that name, and I looked down, and there it was.
Yes, ma'am.
Phone number, thank goodness. Yes.
I'm so glad that you decided to give us a call so that we can get this taken care of before you dispute it with your credit.
Yeah, because I know what that means.
Yes, ma'am. So let's go ahead and get that taken care of for you.
Thank you.
No problem.
All representatives are currently busy assisting other callers.
How is this done? Can you put it right back in there? Because I've got bills coming in, and that'll mess up my bills.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna close that account, not close the account, but I'm gonna get a new card with a new number.
Okay.
So next time I order something, it won't be with that number.
Understood.
I don't know what it is, but every time I do something online that I don't know, I get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So
I understand.
I'm not gonna do that before. Yeah, I normally get something from, from the fraud department, but this obviously didn't, it looked like a normal thing that I would have done, but I didn't know about that, and I don't want that.
Yes, ma'am.
So, they don't tell you that when you order things like that, or that I didn't see that anywhere.
Okay, let's get that done for you right away.
Can you email me that you've done that, dear? so that I'll have that on in writing. I was shocked when I saw that.
Yes, ma'am, that is enough to make someone go into shock, I tell you.
All representatives are currently busy assisting other callers. Please continue to hold for the next available representative.
Okay. So I was able to get that subscription canceled at your request. And I was able
thank
to, like I did mention, thank you so much for not going through with the fraud department, because we were able to issue that account for refund in the amount of $67.32. Now, do keep in mind with that refund, it does take 3 to 5 business days before it reflects back in your account.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to have to wait, I guess, to do anything about the card next week, because obviously
yes, ma'am.
I have that refunded. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Again? I'm sorry, dear. Lee. Your name is Lee?
Yes, ma'am. That's nice of you to remember.
Okay. And your number is what? Can you give me your number? I think I've got it, though. Is it 844 number?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Okay. Let me see. 844-584-9392?
9392.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, I appreciate your kindness, and I appreciate you doing that for me, okay?
No worries, and thank you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I appreciate it.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too, dear. Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.